Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much, David Jones. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into Straight Talk. We talk about all things Rock Hill, your county, Fort Mill, TKK, whatever's shaking up and down I-77. You can hear it all here on South Carolina's most honored radio station, WRHI-FM 100.1. As always, our broadcast brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy's with us today, right around the corner. Your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And as always, our streaming provided by HighSpeedWeb.net. It's very busy here today at Substation 2, where we broadcast live on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, because they are back, the students, that is, and I think half of the student population is here with Dr. Ann Cope and I at Substation 2. We'll find out when we test them here when we go to our mid-program break. But as mentioned, Dr. Ann Cope is the chief engineer of the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research. How you been?
Oh, I've been good. I'm happy to be here at Substation 2. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you were having lunch. You were, you know, you were taking advantage of those fresh subs and salads made right before your eyes, as only they can, through the method of slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's great to be with you. For folks who don't know, tell us about Dr. Cope.
So I've lived in Rock Hill since 2010, and I really love it here. It's a great place to be. I work just down the road, just down I-77, at the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research Center, where we study buildings and how we can make them cost-effectively stronger to keep you and your family safe.
And that's in Richburg, right?
It is, just down the road.
I see. I found that out because my good friend Todd Andrews from Classic Metals just dropped by, and apparently you guys have done some stuff together or some testing or whatever it was, and it sounds really neat. I'm sorry we're not doing the show down there at your place, because it sounds like you've got a pretty cool operation there.
Yeah, you know, the place is absolutely fascinating, and it's great to be here in South Carolina with such a world-class, one-of-a-kind facility. But I'm kind of glad we're here at Substation 2, because it's a lot yummier right here.
Yeah, and no food at the office. I get it. I understand that. Well, tell us a little bit what the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research does.
Well, we study buildings, and we particularly study the effects of wind, wind-driven rain, hail, and wildfire. Again, to keep you and your family safe, we find cost-effective ways that you can make your buildings more resilient to the things that Mother Nature has to throw at you.
All right, let's start with wind. That's pretty tough, especially if we start talking like, I don't know, Hurricane Floyd-type winds and stuff like that.
There's a lot of people in town who remember all the devastating damage that Hugo did way back in the day.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, winds like that often, you know, come very irregularly. But just a really strong thunderstorm can actually do a lot of damage. We've got some great tips on our website about cost-effective ways you can take a look at your property, make it just a little bit stronger so you can weather the storm.
There are steps that I can take on my house built in 1974 that can strengthen it, so to speak?
Absolutely. First and foremost, you want to do, like, small things. You want to walk around and make sure that the house is zipped up, buttoned up, and ready to go. And what I mean by that is check the little things. Most buildings have what's called a soffit.
Okay.
So the roof sticks out a little bit. And in that roughly 1 foot length where the roof sticks out, you have what's usually like a vinyl, you know, vent in there. You want to go and make sure that that is properly secured and it's not flapping out and ready to fall down.
Okay. Otherwise, you've got a hole and hence the roof lifts off like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Right. Well, that soffit, the soffit is kind of like the roof's screen door.
Okay.
You want the screen door there because you want it to have good ventilation to the attic. But the screen door keeps stuff out. It keeps out the wind, the rain, the bugs, the critters. So you want to make sure that's fastened and ready to protect your house.
Which is why they used to call it back in our day the storm door.
Yes.
See, I'm old enough to remember the storm door.
Exactly.
Well, driving rain, I mean, that's pretty serious business because that can come down, it can come sideways, you know.
Absolutely. And so to protect your home from driving rain, there's some really small things you can do, and then there's some bigger things you can do. Small thing you can do is go around with a tube of sealant or caulk and look for gaps and holes. Not only, you know, if you seal those gaps and holes, not only are you keeping bugs and stuff out, but you're also keeping that wind-driven rain out. Because when a big storm comes by, or even when a small garden variety thunderstorm comes by, the amount of rainwater that can be driven back into the nooks and crannies of your house can cause damage over the long term.
I have learned this the hard way, so to speak.
Ooh.
And well, fortunately, it wasn't any damage, but, you know, my house sits back down from the road. I'm on an acre and a half, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a slope, you know? And so water comes running down toward the house. Now, it's not a big deal when it comes under the garage door into the garage. Nothing I can do about that. There's nothing of value in the garage anyway. It's a cement floor. It dries pretty quickly. But it also gets into a crawl space underneath the house itself, okay, where not long ago, I think after a pretty good rain that we had here, I think the guy told me we pumped out something like about 9,000 gallons of water or something, which just blew my mind. I mean, it didn't look like no 9,000 gallons to me, but I mean, it was water everywhere. But once he started that little pump, and that, you know, it looked like a fire hydrant, how they test those, and you see it going.
Right. Oh, yes. And all of that was affecting your house.
Yeah, it will affect my house. Absolutely. Yeah. Moisture and everything else. And there was
right. Well, and that's why we have the laboratory here in South Carolina, so that we can actually create a Category 3 hurricane or just a thunderstorm inside the facility and figure out where the water goes and how to keep it out.
Okay. All right. So what steps could I take for something like that when I'm sitting down a little bit of an incline anyway? I mean,
right. Now, your landscaping and whatnot is going to help there. Mm-hmm. You also want to make sure that if you have a basement, you're going to have a sump pump. For your crawl space, you're going to want to make sure that you have a good, solid wall there and that you're sealing the gaps, sealing the cracks. Those are some of the easier things that you can do. Most of the time, we do see water coming down hills and affecting, just like you described. But a lot of us live on flatter terrain.
Right, yeah.
And one of the things that we have observed most frequently is that rainwater will try to come into your attic, especially if you get a storm coming by that's lifting up your asphalt shingles and starting to tear away at your roof.
Right.
You want to have what we call a sealed roof deck, which is going to prevent the water from getting down into your house in the event that you lose some of your asphalt shingles.
Okay. See, and the weird thing in my case with the crawl space is sometimes we'll get a pretty good rain, and I'll get nothing under the, you know, so I mean, I don't know. It's like 6-1 in Pick'em as to whether rain will collect or water will collect in that crawl space. But I've been intrigued by that in the 4 or 5 years that I've had this house, and I am on a mission to, you know, stop it.
Good.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, it just seems like a good idea to me, yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing the power that water can do.
Oh, yeah.
It sits there, and it just attacks your building and rots it from the inside out, which is absolutely not what we want.
No.
So there are methods and easy things like the caulk can prevent a lot of the water that's trying to get in from getting into your house.
And it's pretty inexpensive.
It's very inexpensive. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, this is the kind of project you can do over a weekend. You know, with just a few bucks, go to the big box store, make sure that you're getting something that's rated for exterior use.
Okay.
This is not your interior caulk. This is exterior caulk. Look for all those nooks and crannies. Go to town.
All right. Hail. I mean, that's some pretty rough stuff there. I mean, and it varies in size. And there was an interesting thing that Todd was talking about with your assistant here earlier, you know, before we started, where you guys were launching like 2-inch ice balls or something like that at that metal, you know. And that's a lot of force. I mean, we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Severe
hail is no joke. And hail's fallen here in Rock Hill not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So hail is absolutely no joke. And first I want to tell people, if there's a threat of severe thunderstorms and a warning of severe hail, please get out of the weather, because a 1-inch hailstone will fall somewhere around, you know, 55, 60 miles an hour.
That's a pretty good clip.
Yes. And a 2-inch hailstone comes down at the speeds that you drive down I-77. We're talking about 70 miles an hour.
Right.
And so if you think about the kinetic energy that's coming at you with a severe hailstorm, it's a lot. So please, if your weatherman says a severe storm is coming, get out of the way. Now, what can you do to protect your business or your home from the damaging effects of hail like that?
Okay.
We have been investigating roofing materials down at the lab and shooting them with
right.
realistic hail to figure out which ones do better.
How's that working so far?
Oh, it's great. So we have gone out to the Midwest. We've measured hail. We've recorded it. We've taken it back to the laboratory and figured out the best way to make it, which is kind of intriguing. We have this huge machine that makes hail. And then we shoot it with like an air cannon to make sure that it's hitting at those terminal velocities that I'm talking about. So it's really kind of it's a fun place to work, right? We get to shoot
hail. Yeah, I was going to say.
And then we look at the damage that it inflicts on a typical asphalt shingle. We've got a great piece of information that just came out. We rated the top 8 impact-resistant asphalt shingles. There are some that clearly do well, and you can find the list of those,
okay.
And some that absolutely do not do well. So we've got some good consumer information out there, what to pick when you go to the store.
How knowledgeable are the folks at these big box stores like Home Depot or Lowe's or any of the multitude of others that are out there nationally, okay? Are they pretty schooled at knowing what you need when you go in to do this sort of thing? In other words, if I drop by one of these places later today and say, listen, yeah. I was talking with a wonderful lady earlier, you know, Dr. Cope, who's a chief engineer of, you know, the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Rent. She was telling me how I can plug some of these things and take these steps. Mm-hmm. Do you have what I need? Are they going to know?
You know, sadly, this is a work in progress.
Okay.
So here in Rock Hill and in the surrounding areas, we don't get enough hail so that the big box stores are going to carry the impact-resistant shingles.
Okay.
If you want an impact-resistant shingle, it's going to be a special order, and you're going to need to know what it is you want to buy.
But yet they'll have my outdoor caulk if I need that for the plugging of it.
They will absolutely have your exterior caulk, yes.
Even if they don't know what it's for.
Nah, they'll be smart about your exterior caulk.
Okay.
But it'll be harder for them when you're talking about impact-resistant shingles.
Right.
Because we don't get nearly as much hail as Texas.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
Good point.
But that's why we've got the list available. There's some great products out there made by Atlas, made by Malarkey. And you can find that list and say, I want to buy this. And because we don't live in the hail belt, it's going to be a special order.
Okay. Now, we're in the South, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the sun, you've seen sometimes what it will do to the paint job on cars, okay?
Yes.
Especially black cars, because that comes immediately to mind. You know, my late wife had this IROC, and it was black, and it looked very nice until we got it down here, and the sun began to work on it. And after about 4 or 5 years, you know, that paint actually began, you know. Is that factor into the work that you all do at the Institute?
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing it up. If you think about what that black car is going through, and now look at your asphalt shingle roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the exact same thing. The sun is beating on that roof every day of the year. And so what you can also do to make sure that your home or your business is ready to go is, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you feel comfortable getting up on a ladder to check the edge of the roof, check and see if those shingles are still sealed down. And if you've got shingles that are flapping, you can go to that same big box store.
Right.
You can get yourself a tube of roofing cement. And you can just, with a little dab about the size of a quarter,
right,
in each corner, you can seal those roofing shingles back down. And now your roof is ready to go for high winds. And we've actually proven in our lab that roofing cement works fantastically.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It will hold the shingles on. If you got a shingle that's come loose, 2 dabs of roofing cement, let it set, good to go.
Makes me wonder how that might work on tile flooring there, you know, that you can't get to stay put because the grout or whatever it is that they use doesn't always do the trick.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I started thinking monster glue or something with roofing cement, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that might be the way to go. Just a dab or two of that and does the trick.
Yeah, a dab about the size of a quarter, and you don't want to get too much.
Right.
Because if it's too much, that's actually not good at all. It kind of bubbles and gets nasty.
Yeah.
So you want to have a dab about the size of a quarter, Let that stuff seal, and it'll absolutely hold your shingles down. And you don't want Mother Nature to be tearing those up.
No, no, absolutely not. And, of course, you know, from the sun beating on it, you know, I mean, it gets hot here, let's be honest. And you know, there are those who will come running to the door and want to argue and debate global warming and all the rest of it. And I don't know if it's any hotter now than when I was a kid. Seems to me that 85 degrees is 85 degrees or 100 degrees is 100 degrees. And, you know.
Well, I heard a fascinating term the other day. It's not really global warming. It's global weirding.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty good.
Things are weird. We got highs, we got lows, we got, you know, things that are stronger than they. I'm like, yeah, global weirding. That sounds a lot more understandable to me.
And of course, we never heard of something called El Nino until 20 years ago. Nobody knew what that was. You know?
Oh, right.
And now, apparently, with it going away, that's going to create more havoc. And I thought, wait a minute, I thought it was the El Nino that was creating the havoc, but no, it's leaving, so now that's going to create the havoc. I don't get it. You have to be a doctor to understand it.
And, you know, even then, what I can tell you is that your asphalt shingles are going through some severe weather on a day-to-day basis, because the rule of thumb is that whatever the air temperature is, mm-hmm. so let's say it's 85 degrees, if you have a dark-colored shingle, it's usually double that. That's the temperature of the shingles on your roof, somewhere around 160, 170 degrees. That is what your shingles are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. They're really taking a brunt of Mother Nature. So you got to check them and make sure that they're still sealed down. And if you're not comfortable getting up on a ladder, please don't.
Yeah.
You know, hire somebody to come out and check that out for you.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that this is what they do. And they do it for a living. What about the attic itself, okay, mm-hmm. inside? Talk about those kind of heat temperatures and things of that nature. An attic can get pretty hot.
Oh, an attic can absolutely get super hot. And mostly what we focus about for attics is are you making sure that you're keeping the wind and the rain out?
Yes.
And so we want to take a look at those vents mm-hmm. that are in your attic. Make sure that they're in good shape and ready to go. Like those soffits that we talked about earlier. Make sure those are intact and nailed in properly and ready to go. And then your attic will be nice and healthy and it'll do its job.
Okay. All right. We're talking to Dr. Ann Cope. She is chief engineer of the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research. We're going to take our mid-program break right now and remind you that Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We broadcast live from Substation 2 here on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. Right across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes, as Dr. Cope can tell you, because she was sampling it when she got here. And if you'll repeat after me, the way they do it is
slice,
garden. We're back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill across from Winthrop University as the students are moving back in. And it looks like it. If you're coming down Charlotte Avenue, friends, be patient. And if you're trying to go up Charlotte Avenue, no, find another way, go around. I haven't seen Oakland to tell you about that, but I would imagine it's more the same in that direction because it's move-in day. Dr. Ann Cope, Chief Engineer of the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research, is with us talking to us about how home and business owners can make their property more resilient to high winds, driven rain, hail, overbearing sun rays.
Don't do locusts and plague, but all we right, do all okay. the other facets of Mother Nature.
I was saving that part for the second part, but what am I missing here, Doc?
So, you know, we've talked about a couple of things you can do to check out your building, make sure it's ready to go. But one of the easiest and, frankly, often most overlooked things that people really should do annually is take your cell phone out and go all around your house or all around your small office, you know, if you have a small business. Take your phone out and do an inventory of what you have.
Ah.
If you ever have to file an insurance claim, that is going to be worth its weight in gold. So take that inventory, load that video up to the cloud, and it's there as your own very own insurance policy
right.
if you ever have to use your insurance.
Yeah, because they're going to want an inventory, and usually they do when they,
right.
at the time they write the policy, and especially if you file a claim. You know, they're going, and I know folks take pictures of their jewelry and things of that nature, you
yes.
know, of safekeeping and that sort of thing.
But and it's
yeah.
so hard, you know, it's so hard to do that after something happens. Like, when did we get that TV?
Well, it's too
was
late
it last
then.
Christmas? I know. So just take out the phone, walk it around your house, get yourself an inventory, load that video to the cloud.
Excellent. All right, what else should we be doing to protect ourselves?
Now, the other thing that you can do is if you have to get a new roof.
Okay.
You know, if you're in that position where you're going to have to get a new roof, we have some fantastic information for consumers to get a hold of, and it's how to roof the right way. Questions that you need to ask of your roofing contractor. You know, we talked just a few minutes ago, like, do people know about these type of shingles? Do people know about a sealed roof deck? People are getting the information about this. It's so easy to do, and if you have the right questions to ask your roofer, you can get this for your house. Having a sealed roof deck is an extra protection for water that tries to come in. Costs about $500 extra, but the amount of damage it can prevent is 10 times.
It's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. My parents, who are here eating sub sandwiches today, unfortunately experienced a loss of shingles during one of the hurricanes in 2004.
Okay.
All the water came in the house.
Oh.
And here, so all the kitchen cabinets dripping with water. Everywhere in the kitchen, the ceiling was dripping with water. The whole house was a terrible mess. They had to live in a trailer in their driveway for months on end waiting for that to get fixed. If they had a sealed roof deck, the only thing they would have had to do is replace that roof, but they would have been back in their building right after the event.
Wow. Yeah, that's a hard lesson. That's one that you don't forget. Indeed. Now, you all have a website people can visit?
We do. Go to disastersafety.org, and that is where you can find all of the information about impact-resistant shingles, sealed roof deck, how to talk to your roofing contractor, simple things you can do to be weather ready.
All right, and because there's always going to be weather, whether or not, as my daddy used to say.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a smart guy, but yeah, he's right, and you never know. I mean, it can change very quickly. I
yes.
mean, you can have I've seen it. You know, you have a nice sunny day like today, and 5 minutes later, here come the clouds.
Here it comes, and it doesn't take a hurricane to make damage. You know, we've got some of those strong thunderstorms come through here.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose some shingles. You know, check your porch, check your gutters. You know, gutters can get blown.
Gutters
off.
Especially, yes.
Yes, check those gutters. Make sure that they're clear of stuff. Make sure they're fastened on properly, because if that starts to rip off, it wants to take other stuff with it, and now you've got a big problem.
Yeah, and it can even affect your foundations. I did not know this about gutters, but apparently bad gutters can affect the foundation of the house.
Oh, yes, because of the water. They let the water sit in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Yes. Check those gutters. Get your house ready to go.
All right. What else can we tell folks who are headed into their weekend and making their lists?
Oh, yeah, make that list. Well, first and foremost, I want to do your inventory.
Right.
You know, do your inventory this weekend.
Okay.
Or pick some other anniversary. Either you're going to do it right after Christmas when you can show all the cool things you just got for Christmas.
Right.
But pick something and make sure you do that inventory. You know, check your insurance policy. Talk to your agent. Make sure you're up to date.
Yeah, some things are not covered.
Some things are covered and some things are not covered. So know what you have. And, you know, think about it. It's hot right now, so you might want to plan it for a different weekend. But decide if you're ready to get that ladder out and go check those gutters and check those soffits. And if you're not the kind of handy person that's going to get up on a ladder and do it,
right?
Find out who can come by and check that for you.
Well, you have those apps now, and people, you know, will advertise and such. I mean, you can find it in the papers on our radio station. You know, we have clients
sure.
that this is what they do. You know, your gutters, your shingles, cleaning, you know, all that stuff. I mean, they're out there, and they're very, very affordable.
And a very simple thing you can absolutely do for yourself is, if there's a threat of severe weather, the best thing you can do is make sure that your yard is clear of stuff. I got kids, so I got toys, I got lawn furniture, I got stuff in my yard.
That all gets pretty aerodynamic during a nice little wind.
Right,
yeah,
right,
unless it's chained down or...
Exactly. All of that stuff can fly around and hit your home and cause damage that didn't have to happen.
That's right.
So if you got a threat of severe weather, then clean it up, tidy some stuff up, make sure you tie that stuff down or take it inside.
Yes, there's nothing that'll get your attention quicker than a big wheel coming through your front window. Yes, I understand. Yes, you know.
And big wheels are surprisingly light and can get
they get pretty aerodynamic.
Right.
They fly pretty well. Exactly, you're right. And you don't have to wait for a hurricane or tornado for this stuff to happen. I mean, it's pretty serious, and it's weather.
It's weather.
You know, I mean, just normal weather.
No, it doesn't have to be a named storm. This is making sure that our homes and our businesses are weather ready.
All right. Excellent. Anything else in our final minute here? How'd I do?
I think we did great. I think people go to the website, go to disastersafety.org. We've got some great tips there, things that you can do to get weather ready for less than $10, and then things that you can do for a little bit more, a couple $100. Great way to spend your tax refund if you still got it.
Yeah, that is just a good investment in your home. This is the roof over your head, or in many cases, your business, your building. I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is where you are. I mean, you can't afford to be closed because of damage to your building. And, I mean,
Absolutely.
You know, everybody loses then, you, your employees, and everyone.
Yes, and for those business owners out there, we've got something called OFB, how to keep your business open for business. Make sure that your business is ready for a weather event.
All at the website again?
DisasterSafety.org.
Dr. Cope, our 30 minutes flew right by us.
It sure did.
All right, Dr. Ann Cope, Chief Engineer of the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety Research, has been our guest today. Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We broadcast live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. Across from Winthrop, they make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes. How do they do it, gang?
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Excellent. Good way to finish off my week. Thank you much. We'll see you Monday.